good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. And our guests today are here to talk about National Healthcare Decision Day. Have you ever heard of that before? If you haven't, you're going to learn all about it right now. It is Tuesday, April the 16th this year, and it's designed to inspire, educate, and empower the public and healthcare providers about the importance of advanced care planning. Our guest this morning, Sally Aldrich, is Administrator and Chief Nursing Officer at Methodist Alliance Hospice, and Jerry Ashley, who is APN Systems Director, Life Planning and Palliative Medicine at Baptist Memorial Healthcare. Good morning.
Good morning.
And that's an inside joke because I made a mistake, and these ladies are generous enough for us to get this done.
Now, you didn't have to tell them that. Okay.
It's all right. It's all right. Human error is always something. As a matter of fact, human error is something that we are trying to talk about here. That's what this is all about, is it not?
It is.
Yeah. National Healthcare Day. Tell us a little bit about where that came from, National Healthcare Day.
It was started, about 5 or 6 years ago.
5 or 6 years ago.
And to encourage folks to do their advanced care plan for serious illness. And it occurs after tax day.
So I always say there are only two things in life certain, that's death and taxes. So tax day is the 15th.
And healthcare decision day is the 16th.
Put them both together. And there's going to be an event. Several events, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. But all of them on the same day, all of them the 16th, as a matter of fact.
Across the country, National Healthcare Decisions Day is on April 16th. The event we're having here in Memphis is really an outgrowth of our Healthy Shelby Triple Aim focus in the city of Memphis and surrounding area to promote better population health for all Memphians. Okay. And Jerry and I have had the pleasure of the last couple of years working on the one part of that triple aim prong, which is really better end-of-life care. And one of the ways that we promote better end-of-life care is really through strong advanced care planning. And that's where all this got started. On April 16th is sort of a kickoff where we begin to really sort of spread it out to the larger Memphis area. We've been working the last 2 years within our health systems to educate our own associates to really develop a good grasp of what this means and what it can mean to Memphians. And now this year, we're really going to sort of break it out to the businesses of this area. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. As I said before, it's a good idea that it started in the healthcare community so that it's all organized and planning is a lot easier than it would be if it had started anywhere else, I guess.
Yeah, well, we've knocked some of the kinks out, and we've learned what employees need when they begin to do these tools.
And when we talk about this, are we just talking about people who have illnesses that are going to cause them to not be able to make their own decisions, or is this something that everybody should do, even if you're not ill?
Well, it's best to plan for this when you're not ill, when you're not under the crisis of being ill, feeling bad, and or worse, not able to make your own decisions.
That's what they call it, an advanced care plan, because it's a plan that you make ahead of time. And one of the things which we see in the healthcare system a lot are families in crisis. You know, loved one comes in to the hospital, is hospitalized with a serious illness that will probably take their life. They cannot speak for themselves, and the family doesn't know what to do. And so one family member says this, another family member says that, and the next thing you know, you have a family at war with each other because they don't know what mother really would have wanted and who can speak for her. So an advanced care plan is really something done outside of a crisis when you are well, when you can think through and talk through these kinds of things. And one of the most important things is to decide who speaks for me if I cannot speak for myself. Mm-hmm. You know, as long as we can make our own healthcare decisions, as long as we're well enough and can talk and wave our hand in the air, we can make our own decisions about what our healthcare will be. But if you can't, if you cannot speak for yourself, who is it that you trust, who knows what it is that you want, whom you entrust your care to them, who speaks for you? if you can no longer speak for yourself. And that's, I think, one of the most important tenets of a health care, of an advanced care plan.
Yeah, and that person may not be your family member. That person needs to really understand the person's values and their the goals for their life, what they want to accomplish, what gives their life meaning. And secondly, it needs to be somebody that can make decisions under pressure, because at a time of healthcare crisis, it's got to be somebody that can stand in that void when the person's not able to speak for themselves.
Yeah. And it has to be someone who will follow their wishes as well.
And will follow their wishes, correct.
Yeah, I've had that situation happen. I've got a story for you.
Sure,
Situation happened too. We thought we had everything planned out for my father in one situation, and somebody else came along and made another plan, and the two plans clashed, and we still didn't get things like we wanted them done, even though we had wills put together and this and that. But the legal system sort of is manipulative about that. You have to if you make a will, you have to update it. I think you mentioned that too. This initiative, Five Wishes is pretty much a living will.
Yes, sir.
Living will program.
It's a great document that we didn't develop it. We can't take credit for it.
No.
But we've adopted it and are using it here in the Memphis community. But it's a wonderful document because it guides the discussion. It's based around five questions. And that first question we already mentioned is, who speaks for you when you can no longer speak for yourself? The second question is around how much comfort do you want to have? How much is pain an issue for you? And what would you want if you were in pain?
Right.
The third question is,
how do I want people to treat me? How do I want, do I want to be called by my first name? Do I want to be called with, a salutation at the front?
What medical procedures do I want or not want?
What medical procedures do I want or not want?
Well, that's really detailed information.
Yeah, and it's a guided. It helps guide you. I mean, it makes suggestions because a lot of us are. It's easier for us in the medical field, but what if you're not in the medical field? So it really does help guide that discussion for you.
And it's details that you read and say, well, yeah, I'd want that, but no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
And those things you don't want, you simply cross out. And so it's based on what is it you value in life, and that's different for each of us.
Right.
And the fourth question is, how do I want to be cared for? What things do I want around me? Do I want to have music? Do I want to be at home? Do I want to be on a beach? Do I want my dog with me?
Yeah.
Those kind of things. What are things that are important to you from a care perspective? And then the fifth and most important thing on the document is, what do I want to tell those I love? What is it that is important to me to tell the people in my life? So it gives you a chance to put that down. And it's nice. It doesn't have to be drawn up by a lawyer.
Mm-mm. This is something you can do. It's actually a form that's online.
Mm-hmm.
The Five Wishes. Mm-hmm. It's on the National Healthcare Decision Day website.
It is. It will give you a link to the organization called Aging with Dignity. And it will link right to the Five Wishes document there.
That is such a lovely statement, aging with dignity. So my wife's mother celebrated her 92nd birthday.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Saturday. And she was about 25 years ago, she was supposed to have had an illness that was going to kill her in about 5 years.
Right.
All her plans have changed now as life has gone on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And my wife's plans have changed too to accommodate hers.
Right.
And like I was saying, my dad had a will, but the will wasn't the court really didn't pay much attention to that when it was contested. When you put something like this together, you have to keep it updated, don't you?
Because your values change over time.
But now this is something you don't need an attorney to do.
No. Two witnesses or a notary will make it legal.
Now, there's another document on Tennessee.gov. Tennessee's been pretty forward-thinking about all of this, and there's a healthcare decision-maker document and an advanced care plan document on the Tennessee.gov site that you can just go online, download that for free, and complete that. We have a tendency to like the Five Wishes document simply because it's more discussion. It's more thought-provoking, and it helps lead you through those decisions a little bit better. But, one of the great things that I've learned in working with this document and what other people have taught me is that you need to think of this as not what Jerry always taught me is it's not about how planning your death. It's really about how do you want to live?
Yeah.
Should you have a serious illness, how do you want to live? And how do you want to be cared for? And then the most important thing you can do is share those thoughts with others. And you look at completing an advanced care plan as a gift that you give to those you love the most. Because the most important thing you can give to your family and your loved ones is the knowledge of how you want to be cared for.
And when people get into hospice care, I think that's probably the most comfortable thing they can do. As far as those decisions are not so difficult to make once they know what direction they're going.
You know, it's been very interesting. They've had several studies of patients, once they come into hospice, that life can be better. Quality of life can be better. Right. They can actually live longer sometimes when they have
hospice care. They're not, they don't have the stress of trying to think of all these other
things. And what the research shows when we've talked with patients about having done their life plan is that they have less depression. They have families report greater cohesiveness as they make decisions for their loved one when the loved one's not able to make those. And what patients want is they want information, but they want their families cared for. And actually, we can take care of them better when they're not arguing over what mom or dad or whomever wants. So it adds a lot of peace to that very serious time in one's life.
If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We are speaking with Sally Aldrich, who is Administrator and Chief Nursing Officer at Methodist Alliance Hospice, and Jerry Ashley, who is Assistant Director for Life Planning and Palliative Medicine at Baptist Memorial Healthcare. I got them right.
Very good.
We are talking about National Healthcare Decision Day. It's Tuesday, April the 16th, 2013. It's designed to inspire, educate, and empower the public and healthcare providers about the importance of advanced care planning. And there's an event going on. The event that we're going to talk about here is the event that will be held at Lipscomb and Pitts, which is at 2670 Union Avenue Extended. It is advanced care planning. Why is it important for you and your employees? And it is an event to try and convince area employees and chief executive officers to encourage and educate their employees about advanced care planning and to provide resources to help employees develop advanced directives for themselves and their family members. And this is going to be a panel discussion. It will be advanced care planning, why is it important for you and your employees? We'll have Kenneth Robinson providing the welcome. And he is a former commissioner of health for the state of Tennessee and is public health, public policy advisor for Shelby County Mayor Mark Luttrell. Who set this up anyway? Is this program, did you set the program up?
Well, it actually started out of Memphis Fast Forward when they came up with five different strategic areas to improve Memphis. And one of those was Healthy Shelby. And then there's others on education and crime. And then for Healthy Shelby, there's three aims there. Chronic disease, like diabetes, hypertension, infant mortality, and then the last one, end-of-life care, which is where Sally and I have done.
And this, our team has been together really almost 2 years now working on this. And this next step was the Healthcare Decisions Day breakfast with the local area CEOs. Like I said, we've been working really hard over the last year to educate everybody in our healthcare systems. But now it's time to branch out. Now it's time to reach out to the communities. And one of the things we've learned is that the best way to have these discussions is in not only our places of employment, but in our faith communities as well, to pastors and other faith leaders to go to their congregations and to start these discussions. This is a great place to have them. And so that's going to be sort of the next big step. And April 16th is really kind of the kickoff, reaching out again to businesses and other groups within the Memphis community, because we've got a pretty ambitious goal. We want to reach 100,000 people by the end of the year. So we're going to get there.
Well, that's ambitious, but I mean, you're close to it. You're almost halfway now.
Almost halfway.
Getting there, yep.
Do you get results? I mean, is there someone tracking results for you?
We're tracking numbers of of people who are educated, and but we're not tracking whether or not they do their advanced care plan. We're simply tracking an awareness campaign in terms of numbers. And
Get the information to them, it's up to them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then once patients come into the hospital, one of the things all the hospitals ask when a patient is admitted is, does the patient have an advanced care plan? And so what we're trying to do is do a better job as healthcare providers, to make sure that we ask the question, and that if they do have one, that we get a copy of it.
Yeah. And that's something that, like you said earlier, when we did this before, I keep referring back to it. I just hate making mistakes. But like you mentioned earlier, that this is something that it's important to people to spread the word and get someone on their side to understand the importance of doing this, letting people know, the pastor, people in the family, pastor, employer, doctors, everybody that's going to have to do with your illness.
Yeah, right. Once you complete this document, it's important to make a lot of copies and make sure everybody's got one. Now, one of the things that people always think, well, this is for somebody my grandmother's age, or this is for somebody old and sick. But really, an advanced care plan is something for everybody, all adults really, to look at and to execute and to do. And you can always change it. You know, it's not, once you do it, it's permanent. You can go back and you can adapt it and change it at any time. You can change your decisions at any time. So remember, this is just for when you cannot speak for yourself. And then it is something that is fluid and can be updated as you age. So one of the things we encourage is, it's not just, people don't need to think that it's just for old people. It's really for all adults to really consider how they want to be cared for.
When we had this discussion before, we were talking about the idea of people being having their lives stretched out, elongated through medicine, through modern medicine. But do they really want to do that? Like that very famous case in Florida.
Terry Schiavo case. That's right.
Is that part of what started this initiative in the first place?
Yeah, actually, as a result of her illness, the federal law was passed to give people the right to self-determine. And out of that law became lots of discussions in the states about how can we formalize this through advanced care planning.
I can remember when I was working at another radio station, and Jeb Bush was the governor down there, and these people were all, I mean, I was sitting there thinking, you know, why is this their business? You know, what do they have to do with this woman's family, this woman's life, or whatever? What do they know about it? And I thought, somebody should stop them. Somebody should make them quit.
We like it, if you can, to stay personal. It needs to be a family personal decision.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, who would know? But then people need to make these decisions with their family, too. I mean, they need to actually fill out the forms or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the forms are important, but the conversations are critical.
Okay.
The conversations with, as we said earlier, the people that's going to show up in the ER, family and friends, they need to know the wishes of the loved one.
That's the people that need to have your
That's
five
the
wishes.
One who needs a copy. Yes, mm-hmm. As well as pastors and physicians in the care of that patient.
Your family doctor, your family, your pastor, whoever you want to know about it needs to have it.
Right.
You know, when you think about it, healthcare technology in this country exploded in the 1960s. So that's really when a lot of our growth in technology took place. So we got really, really good in healthcare at prolonging life. What we're now beginning, since hospice started to gain more, I don't want to say popularity, but more use and more acceptance in this country from the early 90s on, we've begun to have conversations about when is the right time for this? And what is right for this patient may not be right for this patient. And who decides? And how do we allow patients the right to self-determine? And how do we allow families to have these conversations? So we're beginning to kind of come full circle where we have the technology, but now what we're bringing is the human aspect into it. When is this kind of prolonging care right for me? When is it not right for me? When do I want it? When do I not want it? Yeah. And how does my husband, my family, my mother, my father, how do they feel about it? So I think it, really I've seen a lot more interest in this just in the last 5 years, where all of a sudden people are beginning to say it is important that I have the right to determine how I want to be cared for. And that's what this is all about.
And healthcare turns on a dime. I mean, today I'm well, and tomorrow I'm in the ICU because of some event that's happened. And there is no planning for that. But there is planning for how do I want to be cared for during that time. And that's what this is in part about. What the Advanced Care Plan does.
Advanced Care Planning, why it's important for you and your employees. And we'll have Kenneth Robinson, MD, providing the welcome. Robinson's former, I already said all of that, former Commissioner of Health of the state of Tennessee and is Public Health Policy Advisor for Mayor Luttrell. He also serves as Senior Pastor at St. Andrew's AME Church in South Memphis. And the program will feature a panel discussion, including David Archer, who is Chief Executive Officer of St. Francis Healthcare, Jerry Ashley, who is Systems Director, Life Planning Palliative Medicine at Baptist Memorial Healthcare, Craig Strickland, who is a pastor of Hope Presbyterian Church, a big community,
big
community church, and always part of the community, always doing things and being involved. Then there's Kurt Tower, who is FACP at the West Clinic, and the panel moderator is Jeremy Park, columnist, radio, and TV host, and the event will be held at Lipscomb and Pitts at 2670 Union Avenue Extended all day. It's a breakfast.
It's like a breakfast,
It's a breakfast meeting. I think it should be over by 10 o'clock. I think it goes 8:30 to 10.
Yeah, something like
8:30 to 10, we will be running public service announcements and talking about it go along, so we'll get all those serious details down. But another thing that we mentioned before was how this event has grown. I mean, it's something that very few people can say that they can do is make everybody cooperate and work together. And you've got Baptist Hospital, you've got Methodist Hospital, you've got Shelby County.
St. Francis. Now the Med, pretty soon is going to be
joining pretty soon the Med.
The Med involved.
Yeah, and hopefully the VA
of
Friday.
Oh, that's cool. Those guys need... And Labana, Methodist Labana Healthcare. Labana, I think about that one too, Med St. Francis. Church Health Center.
Very big,
Yeah, and then University of Memphis Loewenberg School of Nursing, who we, as a matter of fact, we've been working with them over the last year or so. They initiated a program along with the communication department called Let's Talk Health. And we've made a two-minute vignette that we get segments from the School of Nursing and segments from the Communication Department, the School of Nursing, about how to care for yourself, things that you should know about caring for yourself, and the Communication Department about teaching people how to talk with your healthcare providers, what to say, things like that. And that's been really, really a popular little short thing that we do every day. And that's the sort of cooperation and interdepartmental cooperation that I'm seeing right here with medical.
We're grateful to Healthy Shelby that we were selected as one of the three projects for their triple aim for population health. I mean, end of life care was a very important thing for the mayors to pick for us to work on. So we're grateful for that.
And Healthy Shelby, this is not that old either. This initiative, Healthy Shelby.
About 2 years.
We've been together about 2 years working on this.
But is this an offshoot of the Healthy Shelby?
Yes.
The Triple Aim Population Health Project.
Okay. I got it. And then the National Healthcare Decision Day, which was started, is a national event anyway.
That was about 5 years ago, Jerry, you said?
About 5 or 6
but
years
this
ago.
This is tied in. This is a perfect way to tie those two together.
Absolutely.
Oh, well. And our community needs all the help they can get. We need to, everybody needs to be involved, and everybody needs to know what it is, what decisions they need to make, and who they need to make those decisions with. And like she said, the five wishes is one way. You can look online at nationalhealthcaredecisionday.org, nhdd.org/public resources or whatever is on there. And you can find the five wishes. I pulled it up on our computer here. You can also get more information. I'm going to ask you this time about if people are interested in being a part of this. Where should they go for more information?
You can always log on to methodisthealth.org, which is the Methodist Lebonheur Healthcare website. And Jerry, the Baptist site is?
Yeah, baptist.org. Baptist okay.
Healthcare. So you can...
And go look for five wishes or and, National Healthcare Decision Day.
And about National Healthcare Decisions Day.
Right on. This is right here in Memphis, Tennessee, and it is something that is very important. And I'm so thrilled to know that to see you going from the top down, going to the chief executive officers of these companies to get them to be concerned about their employees. And actually, I would imagine that setting up this advanced planning actually can save them some money. You've saved time for employees being off from work for doing things that they could have already have taken care of.
Well, it just helps people get the kind of care that they wish to have. And we think that's what's most important, is that the health care meets your needs and is what you really want. So we're grateful for the support. Our health care systems have been very supportive for everything that we've been doing with Healthy Shelby, and we're grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And again, our next big role is we're going to push it out, get it out in the community, to businesses, to our faith communities, because we think that's really where the conversations need to take place. It's not just within healthcare, but it's really out in our communities all over the Memphis area. Yeah. So we're excited about April 16th coming up.
Well, National Healthcare Decision Day, Tuesday, April the 16th. And the event is breakfast at Lipscomb and Pitts. It's at 2670 Union Avenue Extended. Starts early in the morning. Starts about 8:30. We'll get that information for you. But it's to get chief executive officers to encourage them to educate their employees about advanced care planning and to provide resources to help employees develop advanced directives for themselves and their family members. And advanced directives do not have to be when you are on your deathbed. You need to make these plans ahead of time. And living wills, transplants, we've mentioned that too. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people, we're always talking about telling people to put that, to color in that block on their driver's license. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people won't do that. And then they'll have a family member who says, well, yes, they wanted to do that. You know, I suppose this will take care of any confusion like that.
It does. I think on the five wishes document, Jerry,
there's room to specify your wishes regarding organ donation there.
Yeah.
And then there's a wallet card, too, on the five wishes document that you can put, keep in your wallet. So it's a same kind of a thing. The five wishes document is actually recognized over 42 states as a legal document. So that's a wonderful thing. And in Mississippi as well as Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. That's a good tool to have. Once again, it's National Healthcare Decision Day, Tuesday, April the 16th. And there will be a breakfast at Lipscomb and Pitts, 2670 Union Avenue Extended. The speaker program is sponsored by Healthy Shelby and, Healthy Memphis Common Table, Baptist Memorial Healthcare, Methodist Lebonheur Healthcare, the Med, St. Francis Hospital, the Church Health Center, University of Memphis Loewenberg School of Nursing. And you said somebody else, too, came on board.
The VA.
Hopefully the VA.
Yeah, I should have remembered that. And the advanced care planning, why it's important for you and your employees. The speaker will be, the host will be Dr. Kenneth Robinson. He'll be providing the welcome. And then there will be a panel including David Archer, Executive Officer of St. Francis, Jerry Ashley, from Baptist, Craig Strickland, pastor of Hope Presbyterian Church, Kirk Tower, who is from the West Clinic, where I used to go for my heart theme once upon a time. And the panel moderator is Jeremy Park, columnist and radio host, radio and TV host. The event will be held at Lipscomb and Pitts, 2670 Union Avenue Extended. I can't say that enough. It's Tuesday, April the 16th. And for more information about National Healthcare Decision Day and all the rest, you can go to nhdd.org, nhdd.org. Ladies, thank you so much for being our guest on Spotlight 92.
We enjoyed it. Thank you
so much.
And thank you for being so understanding of my pilot error.
You're forgiven. Thank you.
Private joke. This has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.